The following program is brought to you in living color.
What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time. Everything you wanted to know about wine but was scared to ask. Well, we are slowly recovering here in the studio from letting our crazed favorite Frenchman run around here with a sword. For those of you who have not caught the last 2 weeks' shows, I encourage you to do so because certainly it was a landmark event for us to let, once again, a Frenchman in here with a sword, bearing beret and all, was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm not sure if Kent has quite recovered yet or not, but we are certainly working on him.
We're signing him as a co-host.
Are we now?
The only person I've ever seen in the studio that can control you to some extent.
Control being, of course, relative. All right, that's all we're going to hear from Kent today. But aside from that, I would love for all of you to check it out. I learned something new. My producers like to keep me on my toes, and I have to admit, for those of you who've seen my pictures or know a little bit about me, technology sometimes, shall we say, escapes me. I tried to Twitter for a while. I'm doing fairly well with my tweets if I can keep my BlackBerry working. But I learned now that I am a regular of YouTube. So for those of you who really want to check out how entertaining the studio was, please go to YouTube and type in Wine Crush. And you will actually get to see Jerome sabering the bottle, which of course was cutting the head off the bottle of champagne as opposed to one of our co-hosts, and just relaxing and enjoying. So please do. Would also like to hear your commentary on what you thought about the show. Call us 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. Well, of course, we got over our Frenchman, and now it is just in time to talk about another little man with a weapon sack on his back. Yes, this is Valentine's week, and we are letting that crazy little naked baby run around with a shaft of arrows on his back and shoot unsuspecting victims. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I think Valentine's Day was just a creation by greeting card companies to sell more chocolate and more cards just to give us something to do in the middle of February when it's cold, wet, and miserable. But the good news is there are a lot of you that will line up outside your favorite restaurant and go in and try and show the person you love how much you love them by throwing down money on expensive wine and expensive meal. My hat's off to you. But hopefully during the show today, we'll find a different way for you to spend Valentine's Day and different ways for you to enjoy it. I firmly believe that if you're in love with someone, you show them day in and day out. Valentine's Day, to me, people who have tried to do it up very, very special, just winds up in a lot of fights. It's always entertaining to sit back in a restaurant. It seems like the hype just builds up and builds up, and you expect so much out of the day. When it doesn't actually come through like you planned, it leads to some hostility. So I think some of the best YouTube videos I've ever seen are on Valentine's Day gone awry. Well, today we have, of course, your phone calls and your emails, but we also have Dan Lentz. He is the CEO of VinoVisit.com, and this is going back to the techie-savvy kind of person. This is actually a great new application on Facebook, and the whole idea is to leverage the viral power of social media by providing direct response capability on hundreds of winery fans. So in other words, if you're looking for something really cool to do for Valentine's Day, Dan's going to tell you how you can go on VinoVisit.com, and if you're close enough to a winery, go and visit. That and, of course, several other great ideas coming up, but it wouldn't be a weekly wine show if I didn't give you my wine recommendations for the week, and I'm going to do my darndest to make sure all these tie together. The first has been a wine recommendation I have used in the past, but I don't think I can speak about it enough. Instead of doing a Chardonnay, I am doing something in honor of Valentine's Day. I want you to go to the grocery store and buy yourself a bottle of Bonfi Brachetto, Brachetto. It's actually known by Rosa Regali, Rosa Regali. For those of you who actually knew Bonfi Brachetto, you're as old as I am, and at least you know what you're talking about. But this is probably the penultimate Valentine's Day wine. What's great, it's a sparkling from Italy. It's from Brachetto, which is a whole region in the Piedmonte out of Italy. But it's not sparkling like anything you've ever encountered. It's actually red. And I mean, it's a deep, pretty maroon heart red, and it's sweet. And its sweetness is not cloying like an Asti or, say, a true demi-sec. It has this great sweetness to it, has this deep red color, has a little bit of a dry finish. But for those of you who plan on spending your Valentine's Day with just you and a box of dark chocolates, you cannot find a better pairing than this. And what's great is they finally have gotten on the bandwagon, and they come in four different sizes. They come in little 187s, which are little single serves. They come in what we call splits or half bottles, which are 375 milliliters. They come in 750, the usual bottle size, and 1.5. So depending on how entertaining you plan on being on Valentine's Day, you've got four sizes right there in front of you.
Are you a fan of sweet wines at all?
I am. Certain kind of sweet wines, very much so. And it's directly proportional to what I'm eating. Yeah. If I'm doing Thai food, if I'm doing Mexican food, if I'm doing Indian food or curries, I love Rieslings. I love the sweeter style.
I once heard you refer to a bottle as Kool-Aid with a little alcohol in it.
There are several out there that are like that. But there's a time and place for sweet wines. I even had a really, really refreshing glass of white Zinfandel in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you're eating at the time. But seriously, Valentine's Day is a good time to splurge on some of those sweet wines you wouldn't normally do it. Bonfi Rosa Regali is the thing to do it. Real pretty in the glass, real great with chocolate, real great with sweets. And it's something you aren't going to drink day in and day out, so it'll help make the day special. Now, the other wine I'm going to recommend today, I'm going to recommend a Pinot Noir. Now, I want everyone to remember the Pinot Noir because it's going to tie in through a couple of sections, especially for Valentine's Day. But one I haven't gotten around to lately, Kenwood. Kenwood, you've heard the winery mentioned several times on the show, whether it's for their label, like David Goins in 75 with the Naked Lady, or also Kenwood Jack London, the amazing Cabernet, Zinfandel, Syrah series they do. Well, they actually do a Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley. And for our listeners, Russian River Valley is in Sonoma. And it's very reasonably priced and has really good quality to it. I know lately we have gone down the very expensive track here on the show recommending wines. But Kenwood Russian River Pinot Noir, you should be able to pick up at your local Mega Mart for only $20 or so. And it has pretty color, pretty berry fruit, has a nice acidity to it, so it's not too cloying. It doesn't have that cotton candy green flavor to it. I think it's something that will really complement whatever you're doing for Valentine's Day, whether you're just hanging out, whether you're just grilling, or whatever you have in mind. But very elegant, appeals to all kind of drinkers, and definitely a Pinot Noir for Valentine's Day is definitely a red wine choice, and we will certainly elaborate on that further. So those are your two wine recommendations as we go into this great holiday, and I think both of them will suit you very well. Well, when we think about Valentine's Day, it's very easy to get carried away and assume everyone is talking about champagnes or everyone's talking about, oh, the romance of it all. Well, everyone comes up with a list of great things to do on Valentine's Day, but even though I gave some specific wine recommendations, I want y'all to think outside the box. So as you look ahead and plan, if you don't want to go with my recommendations, and once again, drink what you like, not what you're told, I want you to think pink on Valentine's Day. And when I say think pink, I want you to think about champagne being the pink champagne. I want you to think about the Rosa Regali that I mentioned. But also keep in mind some other things. Dry rosé from the French coast is a good option. White Zinfandel, of course, is always an option. And don't laugh as you're getting your little sweethearts that say, be mine, or say, I love you, or things like that. It does match well. Not to mention when you throw the white Zinfandel on someone, it doesn't stain their clothes quite as badly. But also, it's memorable wines that make the occasions. And so if you're going to do something memorable, this is a great time of year for ports. And a lot of restaurants offer great ports by the glass. I'm not saying you have to go out and drink a 43 or a 36 or a 44 or 36, but a port is a great way to end the evening, and so is a glass of Madeira. Because after all, special occasions are made special by special gestures. So keep these wines in mind that we don't usually try. The champagne, the rosés, port, Madeira. Zinfandels, red or pink, also make good additions. And keep in mind, your restaurants have been planning for this day for ages. So in their great planning, they have come up with great deals and great specials. So if you're one of the 90% of the population who's listening to the show and getting ready to go out for Valentine's Day dinner, keep in mind that whatever wine they're pairing tonight at the restaurant is probably going to be a good value for you, because there's a lot of great deals out there from wineries right now. So there's your Valentine's Day advice in a little bit of a nutshell. And we're going to continue on this thread when we take a small break.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And today we are talking a little bit about Valentine's Day, but I'm going to try and keep an interesting thread all the way through the show. Well, as I give you my wine recommendations, I focus specifically on Pinot Noir for the week. And that's because this comes out of Randall Harding's A Wine Miscellany book. And it goes, research has suggested that the pheromones of the Pinot Noir grape are closely akin to male pheromones. They're musky, they're slightly feral, and they're somewhat earthy. This, of course, means those two can tie together and that Pinot Noir and men can smell similarly when it comes to the female pheromones. So because of that, for those of you women out there that are looking to, I don't know, find a little romance on Valentine's Day without having to put up with the men, that's why we recommended Pinot Noir. They're quieter, they tend to be more elegant, they go better with dinner. They tend not to talk back, and they tend to be very, very agreeable later in the evening. So there you go. Since the Pinot Noir pheromones match those of a male, great way to spend the holiday.
Did we have a spat with that special someone or something? What's going on here?
Oh, no, we didn't have a spat. I'm just thinking about the fact it's Valentine's Day, and everyone seems to insist on Valentine's Day. It has to be like Noah's Ark. Everyone has to be coupled up two by two by two. And ultimately, let's face facts, Valentine's Day being on a Sunday this year, a little peace and quiet goes a very long way for most of us.
That's true. See, you know who created Valentine's Day?
No, I do not.
Hallmark.
Well, I said that earlier.
Oh, see, I'm sorry. Hey, I wasn't paying attention.
Hey, once again, you'll have to have some sympathy for me. I wind up here stranded on my own little island. The only time I can get Kent's attention, somehow if I say something, whether it's like a ficus or something, that his little ears just twitch and he thinks I've said something obscene.
Yeah.
They keep educating me on the seven words I'm not supposed to say and how they can be nouns or verbs, something like that. So if you ever hear me shout out just something randomly on the radio, I'm just trying to get somebody's attention. Speaking of needing attention, I need your attention as well. So call me, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. When you see the intelligence I have to deal with behind the booth, you understand why I desperately need some interplay.
Now.
All right, but since I'm having a little fun with Pinot Noir, I'm going to take this a step further before I talk about some calls on the wine lines. When we talk about Pinot Noir lately, of course, we talk about the pheromones. We talk about the fact that it's the hottest grape right now as far as varietal sales. If you look at Nielsen reports, this is the varietal and type of wine that has grown faster and faster in the charts. Well, because of that, there was a lot of vines pulled up in California. They pulled up Sauvignon Blanc. Of course, they pulled up Merlot to plant Pinot. Well, they realized still yet it couldn't quench the American thirst for Pinot Noir. So since everyone didn't want to charge $31 a bottle, American wineries, a very large American winery, decided to go overseas to get its Pinot Noir grapes. Now, when you go overseas, of course, generally we're talking France or Italy, and these are very well-respected countries when it comes to putting grapes in a bottle. So this very large American company went overseas and say, hey, Americans are drinking Pinot Noir like it's going out of style. I need inexpensive Pinot Noir to put in a bottle to say it's Californian so I can sell it. Yes, our fine friends at Gala Winery went over to France and decided to create a brand called Red Bicyclette. And what this was, it was a hot-selling Pinot Noir, came in under $7, and people were just astounded and talked about the ripe, the plum, the deep, heady flavors they got, and it was astounding that that great flavor profile came from Pinot. Guess what? It didn't. Yes, the major scandal going on in the wine business, and this is one I think that we're going to be talking about for several, several years to come. Gallo did contract with several negotiants over in France to buy 135,000 hectoliters of Pinot Noir over 2 years. Well, what happened is these guys got together and sold them anything but Pinot Noir. Right now, Gallo and 12 different people are in court with Gallo saying that they didn't know any better. They were told it was Pinot. It was guaranteed it was Pinot. So Gallo shouldn't be held accountable. Now, I'm going to point out a couple little salient facts to all of this. Once again, we're all in the wine business, and we owe a great debt to Gallo. He's put a lot of bottles on a lot of tables. But ultimately, when Gino Gallo, who is the head point of Gallo, is married to one of the head Ducasse in France, married to the guy who's supposed to know so much about wines, and Gallo tells us that they're about quality, they're about bringing wine to you and to putting it in an everyday lifestyle, don't you think these people probably know whether or not the grape going in the bottle is Pinot Noir? And if they don't, it concerns me. If they care less about the quality of what they're importing into the States, what exactly is going into their bottles here? Now, I'm sure this is going to fire a lot of people up before it's all said and done, but I can't imagine it'd be like, oh, I don't know, Texaco saying, what, that's diesel in my regular pump? How could I possibly know? They told me it was something else. Are there not quality checks? Is someone not looking over these people's shoulders? I'm sorry, they bear a major portion of the wine market. If they don't know what's going in their bottles, then who does? So there's my commentary. It's definitely something we're going to be following over the next couple weeks. You know me, anytime I can find a scandal, I love one. Well, in the meantime, I do have to hear occasionally from you. And right now we have Corey from Michigan on the wine line. Corey, welcome to the Wine Crush.
I hear a lot about wines being called dry, and I was trying to find out what wines are considered to be dry wines.
What wines are dry? And the alternative of that is what wines are sweet. It's funny, I actually did a training on this. A dry wine simply means it's not sweet. It has no sugar. There is a technical term. It's the absence of sugar. So when you have a dry wine, keep in mind how wine is made. The cute little yeast goes in the bottle, and just like little Pac-Man, he goes around and he eats up all the little sugar. Well, his byproduct is how we get alcohol out of it. Well, the more sugar he eats, the more byproduct he has. The more byproduct he has, of course, that means there's more alcohol in the bottle. So a dry wine is one without sugar. So in that case, things to stay away from if you do not like non-sweet wines. Cabernets are generally dry. Merlots are generally dry. Red Zinfandels are definitely dry. And here's where it starts getting touch and go. When you start looking at white wines, Sauvignon Blanc, definitely dry. Champagne's Marc Brut, definitely dry. Past that, start looking at the alcohol content. Look at the residual sugar content. If your alcohol content's over 13%, this is not a dry wine. If your alcohol content is under 11%, it is going to be a sweet wine. So the higher the alcohol content, the less sugar involved. The less sugar involved, the less likely it's going to be dry. I've just gotten myself totally confused. Bottom line is, higher alcohol, drier wine. So, Corey, I hope that helps and I didn't totally confuse you. If you're looking for a non-dry wine, I would recommend Riesling, White Zinfandel, or some kind of Sauterne. So as we go into Valentine's Day, once again, think pink, think sweet, do something different. Bonfi Brichetto, that I recommended, not a dry wine, so check that one out. Well, I am sure a lot of you will have comments or questions on the whole idea of what I said about Gallo, and of course we like your input on the wine line anyway. Call us 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. We have to take a small break right now, but when we come back, more of your calls, more of your emails, and more of my opinions.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant, what would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I think you're listening to the Wine Crush. I'm not entirely sure. A good 30-06 ought to take care of that for a while. Anyway, as always, it is talking about the holiday around here, and we are talking about Valentine's Day a little bit. Now, once again, we've continued the thread all the way through from the Pinot Noir recommendation to the Pinot Noir story. Now, keep this in mind as we go into Valentine's. It has been proved by the University in Scotland that the most effective way to increase the attractiveness of a prospective partner is to consume 2 glasses of wine. This will improve the perceived beauty of the opposite sex by around 25%. So for those of you who perhaps are shopping for a Valentine's Day, keep thinking about that. 2 glasses of wine will help. Now, maybe that's what Gallo had in mind when they were trying to do a whole bunch of, low-tier, inexpensive bottles. They were just trying to make the world a more attractive place to be.
I've been out with a couple of 3-glassers myself.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. Are you kidding? We drink to keep other people entertaining around here. So past that, as you talk about drinking, though, and we talk about how much we consume and the fact that Americans are so focused on the dollar and what wine costs these days, it does lead to another interesting story. Now, of course, as we get in the first half of 2010, people are going to look back on 2009, and they're going to find 18 different ways to analyze what we bought, how we shopped, and what we did. But what fascinates me is they've come out with the new normal. And apparently Nielsen does a great review of all kind of products, whether it's beverage, whether it's food, whether it's consumables. Nielsen pretty much keeps track of who's hot, who's not. Well, Nielsen has dictated a new normal in the American public. Of course, I want to know what the baseline normal was to begin with, because I think if you're looking left and looking right and you think both those people are normal, obviously you're the one that's insane. But they are saying that the new normal when it comes to wine drinking, across all channels of retail, whether it's food, drug, and merchandise, including Walmart, wine was up 2.9% in dollar sales. Well, what's interesting of that 2.9% being up, it was on $3 to $6 wines or $9 to $15 wines. Now, 2.6, that means we were drinking more, we were drinking cheaper, but here's what's fascinating. They're saying the biggest action was pack sizes that were 3 and 5 liter boxes. and that whole segment was up 25%. So let's look at this objectively. All right, so 3-liter boxes were up. Now we just need to take Pinot Noir. We need to put it in a 3-liter box. We'll put Red Bicyclette into that 3-liter box. Then we can have pheromones, something we can't decide, something that's a definite different alternative. And it seems to me then we have the perfect Valentine's Day.
You could
throw in a box of chocolate on the side and we're doing well. All right, moving on. We do have to hear from you occasionally. And right now we will do just that. We have Rhonda on the wine line. Rhonda, welcome to The Crush.
I was wondering if the alcohol content of a wine remains the same as it ages. I didn't know if there was a difference in that.
Rhonda, I'm not entirely sure about your question, but if the alcohol content of a wine stays the same, yes, it doesn't change. If the bottle actually says 13% alcohol on it, over the next 5 years, it will remain 13% alcohol because hopefully all the yeast are dead, they've eaten all the sugar, and there's no way for it to continue fermenting and alcohol to be created in the bottle. There is a fault in wine, whereas it is packaged with yeast, and all of a sudden it doesn't necessarily remain the same amount of alcohol. It goes through a secondary fermentation in the bottle, and whereas that is very, very good for champagne, it is very, very good for still wine. You actually have me off task because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, if we have a scotch that ages for 35 years, did the alcohol content on that increase? And no, it doesn't, because we've lost every single bit of chemistry we had in that. So no, the older your wine is, it just may get worse and worse with age. It is still going to be 13% alcohol. So good luck with that one as you consider it. But I'm of course, now, Rhonda, I'm curious. You're going to have to call back and let me know if you just have this great bottle of wine that you're going to sit and stare at and see if it doesn't get stronger over time. Apparently, we have a lot of senators that seem to think that our children and general drinkers have nothing better to do than stand at the door or stand at the counter and wait for these things to gain alcohol. Because I know all of you have heard me complain about some of the shipping laws and some of the ridiculous stuff we hear in our Senate. Well, I am shocked to bring you yet again. As of February 8th, we go back to the great state of Maryland. And Maryland is in the General Assembly for 2010. And yes, they are going to block wine shipments into the state and out of the state. And this is Baltimore City Democratic Senator Joan Carter Conway has told the Baltimore Sun that she has a number of concerns about the bill, but it cannot be addressed this year. Among Conway's primary concerns are delivery service have no way to verify if those ordering wine are underage. Once again, let's put two and two together. If you've got a teenager and they want to drink, they are not going to steal your American Express. Call, order a case of Beringer White Zinfandel. Quietly sit by the door in the 5 days it's going to take it to get there, and then consume the whole case upon its receipt. Let's keep in mind, if you have alcohol, I've worked for wholesalers, I've worked in restaurants, FedEx, UPS, they're not going to deliver alcohol without an adult signature. They do check IDs. So the fact that they are blocking this interstate wine shipment all the way around, I think that ought to go to federal court. It's one of the most asinine things I have ever heard, but I know you're tired of hearing that. All right, you get to hear another voice besides mine. In the next segment, we will have Dan Lentz, the CEO of Vino Visit, coming up next.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see.
One day of the year. Can you give it a rest?
Oh, God. Extraordinary. I need sound on my little board, so a shotgun. I just have to stop.
I take it you're just not much of a fan of Valentine's Day.
We covered that in the opening segment,
yeah,
darling.
Did. We did. Is more than just I'm going to get my Led Zeppelin out for the next segment.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. All right, welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. I'm trying to survive our intro music. For those of you who have enjoyed that, please call Kent. You can reach him at 877-4-CRUSH-1. He certainly has that softer romantic side. Very handsome man, tall, 6'2", very debonair, very elegant.
Very old.
Really, please. Okay, have to pimp you out occasionally. All right, so we have to get back on track, and right now we actually have a guest joining us, feeling brave to step into this. We have Dan Lentz. He is the CEO of Vino Visit. Dan, welcome to the Wine Crush.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much.
I am having so much fun. Kent and I have been bantering back and forth, but in the meantime, I have pulled up your website. I have been playing around with Vino Visit during the break. You have to tell our guest about your website, how this created, and what a great tool it is for them.
Okay, well, VinoVisit.com is a dedicated search engine for wine visitors to wine country, and it has all the tools there that everybody wants to go find and make an itinerary and plan a trip to wine country. So you can actually make reservations and pick the different times, and we tell you how far apart the wineries are. We give you a map so you can see the distance and tell you all about the wines and what kinds of things are there. You can look at pictures. You can read reviews from other people that have been to the wineries. And when you get done, you have a trip that's all ready to go.
I love it. See, of course, we're talking about Valentine's Day, and what we're going to close with is the idea that there's a lot of great things to do on Valentine's Day besides go sit by two at a restaurant. And a great thing to do if you're close to wineries, whatever region you're in, is to go spend a nice romantic day tasting wine. And from the look of it, I know you only started with one winery, but it seems like you have, what, hundreds on there now. How did you get wineries involved in this, and what has been their reception to Vino Visit?
Well, wineries are very excited to do this because they know that when somebody goes to look for the winery on the internet, they have a tough time finding out stuff about them because typically all that's there is really about the wine. So on Vino Visit, for example, for Valentine's Day, if you wanted to search for romantic wineries or wines that are boutique wineries, wines with views, You can do that and narrow it down so you have some that might be more fun, and choose the ones that don't have buses and the ones that aren't, quote, family-friendly and have picnic tables, and you probably have a very nice romantic time.
Well, it definitely makes it easier to hone. I've been in this business for actually longer than I care to admit, and people always come to me and they say, well, where should I go and how should I get there and where's the map? And I love it. I can be in the middle of a wine show, business meeting, or anything, and they'll call me and say, how did I get in? What was the phone number? And I'm lost. And your website seems to take care of all those problems.
Yeah, it does. That's where the idea came from. We all live in wine country out here in Napa, at least on the West Coast. And we kind of got tired of being the weekend tour guides and said there's got to be a better way. And that's where the idea came from.
Now, when you're looking at this, I notice when you look at your website, you have different tasting setups. Some people, you know, whether it's Mondavi having a $25 reserve tasting or a complimentary tasting. When people book on here, say I'm booking right now, I just booked at Folia Do Winery for Valentine's Day from 10 to 10:45. Does Folia Do hold you responsible if people don't show up?
No, Folia Do does not hold us responsible. They get the information about who's coming. They send them out a nice confirmation email and continue the conversation at that point. And from then on, it's really the relationship between the winery. We're just trying to help everybody get to where they want to go.
So you're the Amazon. You're kind of the middleman to help everyone and make it easy.
Yeah, it's kind of actually for some people, the best analogy is the open table, which kind of does the same thing for restaurants.
Easy enough. You know, I think about California wine country, Napa, Sonoma, around the height of summer, let's say the last weekend in July. Does your website ever become overbooked or overcrowded and certain wineries come off and go on? Or is it all continuous and just goes between the winery and the person trying to tour?
Well, the way it works is it's really the visitor chooses the time they would like to go to a particular winery, and we show the wineries that have that availability. So if there's not that availability, they'll start to show other things that are then an error time or similar type of winery, and kind of help them from that point. But, you know, there really is a lot of capacity in Napa Valley that people don't know about because, you know, they only know some of the big brand names and they only know the stuff that's typically visible, and they're usually asking the first winery they go to where to go next. So by having all of these wineries in one place, it's much easier for them to find something ahead of time.
It makes sense. Now, Dan, your background's not in wine, is it?
Well, actually, I spent the last couple of years working at Crush Pad in San Francisco, which is a winery where everybody that comes can be their own winemaker.
Now, when you say working, were you actually helping make wine? Were you actually helping people as they came in the door? Were you doing the technical side of it? What part of it did you take and run with?
Well, the part I take and ran with was what we call the commerce program, where you could actually come in and have your own wine brand and sell wine commercially. We had 135 wineries that we put together in a box, kind of, so to speak, and about 350 new wines in 2 years. And we all helped when it was harvest and time to do that. Everybody was downstairs working on the wine.
Well, perfect. This has got to be a great way because, see, here I see the aspects of your job I'd really enjoy. You know, we can't really put a winery on our website until we go visit and do the whole tasting experience ourselves. So, of course, you have to go and be the guinea pig, don't you?
Well, we've done some of that, and we've also teamed up with the Napa Valley Wine Project, at least for Napa and Sonoma. And Dave Thompson is a guy who's gone out and tasted wine and visited every winery, captured pictures, and has a really nice review that he's given us to put on our website. And from this point on, we're going to have reviews from people that visit the winery. And you can't put a review of Vino Visit unless you actually go. So we make sure that there are people have actually been there and get a great recommendation for the people that want to go.
Easy enough. Do you have plans to do another state besides California or Washington, Oregon in our future?
Well, we'll have Washington, Oregon by the end of the month. We'll probably have the entire rest of the U.S., Australia, and Europe probably within another 2 months.
Well, I love it. Well, if you decide you need some East Coast wineries on there, let me know. We'll all sign up. We'll help you out on that one.
Well, that would be fantastic.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today. Hopefully all of our listeners will go check out Vino Visit, VinoVisit.com. And, of course, your link will be on our website so that everyone can go check it out and have a great Valentine's Day.
You too. Look forward to seeing you when we get out.
All right. Thanks, Dan. All right. We're getting ready to take a small break here on the Crush. But, yes, surprisingly enough, I can wrap up all of this common thread into one great close to keep you well entertained for today.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, trying desperately not to fall asleep. To follow up, since Kent's behind the booth, just so y'all know, Kent is very much into musicals and into drama. So once again, that phone number, 877-4-CRUSH-1.
Actually, I'm into recycling last year's Valentine's show music is what I'm into.
I wondered where that came from and wondered why I was about to hang myself. Well, listen, I hope y'all have had fun today. I know we have joked around about Valentine's Day being this made-up holiday, but ultimately it is a great time of year, if nothing else, to go out to try something new, whether it's a special occasion wine, to try a different idea, whether it's something like Vino Visit, or whether it's something like to try the Pinot Noirs and the whole idea of trying the bag in the box and taking a guess as to whether or not the grape varietal is actually Pinot Noir. But seriously, here is my advice to those of you who have not gotten ready for Valentine's Day or who are listening to me as you're getting dressed. Keep in mind, for some reason, Valentine's Day is like New Year's Eve. Everyone has this hype. Everyone has this idea of exactly how Valentine's is supposed to go. Everyone's supposed to look glamorous. It's supposed to be gorgeous outside. It's not supposed to be wet. Sun's supposed to be out. Stars in the sky. And everything is going to run flawlessly. Well, understand this from the backside of it. Usually I'm bashing my restaurateurs. Now I'm trying to help them out. Valentine's Day goes right there with New Year's Eve as some of the most difficult days of the year. Everybody wants to go out. Everyone wants to have dinner at 7 or 7:30. They want to do it two by two by two. That's why we call it Noah's Ark. And they want everything perfect, service great, and they want to sit there and they want to linger and enjoy each other. Restaurants are not set up to deal with this. So for those of you who are going out to dinner for Valentine's Day, please understand, the kitchen is going to be on fire. It's going to go down. Your server is going to have 15 tables of two, and it's going to be a very rough night for all involved. So take deep breaths, be patient, and realize the whole point of you going out to dinner and celebrating Valentine's Day is to be with the person you love, or at least are starting to like, or at least thinking you're may going to like, depending on how many glasses of wine you have over the course of the evening. So keep that. As long as you don't have unrealistic expectations, you will, of course, have a wonderful day. Keep also in mind that it is a special occasion, and you know me, I'm always going to advocate drinking champagne on that special occasion. But do try and branch outside the box as you start getting towards dessert. Everyone has to do chocolate on Valentine's Day. It is mandatory, by the way. They have written that into law. If you don't have chocolate on Valentine's Day, they can't come and arrest you. So in thinking that, please make it an effort to try some champagne. Your restaurants are definitely going to be trying to push it and help you understand that it is a special occasion. Come on, we are Americans. We think the only time to drink champagne is special occasions. Valentine's Day does fall in that category. But also, branch out. Try some Brochetto di Acqui that we talked about. We also offer Dolce. Think about all the wonderful sweet dessert wines that are out there. Once again, these are things you never get to try, but you really, really should. Now, Valentine's Day poses its own set of problems and set of questions, but it also leads you to think about all the different things that led up to today. And that's the things you have to appreciate, and the things, whether it's in the restaurant, whether it's in your distributor, whether it's in the bottle, like we talked about with Gallo, that help pull it all together. And when you take an appreciation of that and what's gone into the dinner, it might be worth it just to stay home. So for those of you who are looking for a great Valentine's recommendation, I have found the perfect solution. My favorite restaurant up here, I won't name the name of it, but they offered a Valentine's special for two. They are putting a box together, and in that box, they are putting two great pieces of beef. They're putting two great crab cakes. They are putting two really large pieces of chocolate. They are putting a bottle of wine, and they're telling you to go buy two baked potatoes and a head of lettuce. And all of this will give you the firm dining experience. They're putting all their seasonings, all their sauce together. All you have to do is run by and pick it up. So for those of you who don't feel like taking the abuse that Valentine's Day can offer, think outside the box on this one, or literally inside the box. I promise everywhere someone's hearing the sound of my voice is some restaurant or some specialty grocer that has put together an at-home Valentine's Day. And after some of the things I've seen with restaurants in this past week and a half, trust me, you'll be happier and safer sitting there at home, cooking it yourself, and that way you know for a fact you're going to enjoy the one you're meant to share the day with. So keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be upscale. It just has to be you. And once again, the right company can make or break a wine. Well, I'm Laura Lawson. This has been this week's Wine Crush. And as always, we remind you to sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.